Speaking of this warm weather, though, we asked Bob Bertog to join us today. He normally joins us midweek to talk about lawn and landscaping, but I've just got a couple of questions as this hot week unfolds before us. So give me a minute of your time, if you don't mind, Mr. Bertog. How are you?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay. Should I water my lawn this week at all?
Yes.
And should I do it in the morning only?
Yes, only before sunup.
Before sunup. What about doing it in the early evening, Bob, when the sun's starting to go down?
No, especially with this heat and humidity overnight. The overnight temperatures are supposed to be in the mid-70s, and you're just going to have those spores just loving it for disease formation.
Okay, so before sunup. So put the sprinkler on at 4:30 and run it until 6:30 or 6 to 7
or something. 6:30 or 9. You're really not going to hurt anything into the morning sunlight hours. It's just you're kind of wasting money because it's going to evaporate quickly, especially with this heat.
Right, but I mean, so if you are running it at noon, that'll be expensive, but it's not going to hurt the lawn to run it at noon. It's just you're going to be fighting evaporation. Is that what you're telling me?
You're going to be fighting evaporation, but with this heat and the direct sunlight on it, it almost makes like a greenhouse effect. So if you're going to flood it, like if you have new sod and you're going to flood it at noon, that's fine. But just for a normal watering, it actually could do more harm than good.
Can I put fertilizer down when it's this hot? Or I have in my mind that that's kind of got a burning thing going on and the hot weather will harm my grass. Is there anything to that?
No, the old fertilizers that didn't have the slow release in them, yes, that's a problem, especially in the heat, because it releases the nitrogen quickly and it burns the lawn, and if the lawn is already stressed, it's going to make it worse. But most of your fertilizers nowadays have a longer release time, so you should be okay. And this heat wave, I'm not calling it a heat wave because by definition it's not, but this heat's supposed to break by the end of the week.
So I understand. So maybe I don't have to worry about it. Like I've had a nice green lawn for most of the year now, Bob. I don't want to lose it. Am I going to lose my green lawn this week if I don't water it a lot?
If you're not able to water it, you're better off letting it go dormant, and it'll bounce back when the weather allows for it. But the only problem is, like, if you seed it in the spring and you have these tender seedlings and stuff, the heat of the soil is what's going to cause a problem because those roots, or I shouldn't say the roots, the soil can't hold the moisture to make the nutrients and the water available to the plant. You get what's called hardpan soil, and the water actually just runs off.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sit in the soil.
One last thing then. You said last week, as I recall, that if you were planning on planting some grass seed, it's too late. I presume this sort of weather is a case in point, huh?
Yeah, this weather just sealed the deal that you're waiting until fall.
Can you put sod down now, Bob?
You can, as long as you can water it, it'll be fine.
Okay, so Bob Bertog, the president of Bertog Landscaping Company in Wheeling, says you can water your lawn. Maybe you don't have to too much. If it does go dormant, let it, and then wait for the cooler conditions. It'll bounce back in the same season, right? Like even later this year, right, Bob?
Yes, absolutely.
And watering in the morning, don't water at night. Bob doesn't want you to grow mold in the grass. Is that it?
That's correct.
Anything else I should know, Mr. Bertog?
I'm sure we'll have a bunch more questions by Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday Bob normally joins us. What do we do, 11:30? Is that when you come on, Bob? 11:10?
110.
Yep. I'm glad that you were paying attention, Bob. Thank you for helping me out on that. Okay, I'll talk to you Wednesday at 110, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.